about the Sabbath, we learn that it is a part of the law which our Lord openly declared that he came not to destroy. On the other hand, he solemnly affirmed that it would subsist without omitting one jot or tittle until death should pass away. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for covenant of thy people for light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from their prison and them that sit in darkness out of their prison house. Thus says God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread for the earth and that which comes out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. Thus says the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. The Sabbath is part of the royal law of the Lord King Jehovah, which James says is the law of liberty. We'll be judged by such law, cause God doesn't establish different norms of judgment for the different seasons of the world in which we live. It is part of the law that Paul declares is not done away with, but rather established by faith in Christ. Rather the ceremonial or typical law that pointed to Christ and ceased at the cross has been done away with and replaced by faith in him. Paul speaks of a Sabbath on which no one should judge his neighbor, because it's linked to the ordinances specified in verse 14, which was a shadow and this is different from the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, because the latter was instituted in the end of the first week of creation and therefore belongs to a time where there could not be a type, a shadow, or a figure. The institutions and laws that existed before man had sinned, they were primary and immutable and eternal, and they would continue to be like this had they never sinned. This came from the relation between God and man toward their fellow one. Thus says God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread for the earth and that which comes out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein.